be like, where's the E's in monkeys? Is it M-E-E-N? No. It's monkeys with the E's at the end, jackass. Oh my God. Yeah, I know I said the people from Toronto. I'm taking liberties, man. It's comedy. It's comedy. This ain't about laughter. It's about comedy. You don't have to laugh to enjoy it. Here's more stuff that we apparently all forgot about because we don't remember anything in the last 11 months. Kanye and Kim Kardashian divorced. That happened this year. In the book of Who Gives a Kanye and Tim Kardashian. Well, she'll be a Tim Kardashian. Just wait till 2023 when she's about as relevant as Bruce Jenner. And then Kim Kardashian will be Tim Kardashian. That's my opinion on that. Oh, Bernie Sanders. Those shirts and stuff were flying all off the shelves in January. And that was kind of fun. So seeing him in the mittens, I thought that was pretty good. JoJo Silva came out. I still have no idea who JoJo Silva is. There was also some things going on with TikTok. Those TikTok thing. I still haven't figured out what TikTok is other than people who are not Adele that are dancing around with like lasagna in their hands, and people are like, you go get it, girl, you go do that. It's crazy. It's disgusting is what it is. It's filthy and disgusting and I hate it. And it's a TikTok world, man. It's a TikTok world now. Anne Hathaway, people were saying her name wrong the whole time. She basically says, this is my name. And it's not Anne Hathaway. It's like Hothaweedy or something like that. It's like Hothaweeny. Anyway, other things happened. Something happened with Britney, with Justin Timberlake and Justin Spears. And, you know, The Weeknd had that Super Bowl halftime performance. That was pretty good. I don't even know who The Weeknd was. I thought The Weeknd was like Friday, Saturday. But it turns out it's a black guy in the middle of the Super Bowl. There was that WandaVision, that Disney WandaVision, and they're like, oh, it's the Scarlet Witch, it's Phase 4 of Marvel, who cares? It was stupid, I watched it, I'm like, yeah, whatever, what is this nonsense? There was a boat that blocked the Suez Canal, it like went diagonally, it's like, can anybody move this thing? It's like, it's 2021, can anybody just take like, you know, a bomb and just like blow up all that crap? It's all plastics and shit. Coming from Japan, just blow the thing up in the Suez Canal so boats can get through. I need to get home for supper, you know, Captain Ron.
He's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but me husband.
Last night I went out drinking. When I came home I gave her a beating. So she caught up the rolling pin and went to work on my head till she bossed it in. I like old dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market. I like old dead in the market. She killed nobody but her husband.
I lick him with the pot on the frying pan. I lick him with the pot on the frying pan. I lick him with the pot on the frying pan. And if I kill him, he had it coming. Man, he's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I killed nobody but my husband.
My family, they swearing to kill her. My family, they swearing to kill her.
His family, they swearing to kill me. And if I kill him, he had it coming.
Hey, like old dead in the market, child. Cold dead in the market, child. Like old dead in the market. She killed nobody but her husband.
There's one thing that I am sure, he ain't going to beat me no more. So I tell you that I doesn't care if I was to die in the electric chair. Man, he's stone cold dead in the market. stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but me husband.
Hey, child, I'm coming back and boss you on your head one more time.
No, no, man, you can't do that. You stone cold dead in the market, murder. Stone cold dead in the market. The criminal is stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but me husband.
Stone cold dead in the market. He had it coming, in parentheses. Meghan and Prince Harry were on that Oprah interview, and those two are just morons, too. I wish they would go away. Whole royal family needs to go away. Queen Elizabeth, she's all done. We're not going to see her again. She's in hiding. She's dead. She's basically dead. They're going to let us know, like, in February that she died, like, in, you know, today. They're going to be like, yeah, the queen's dead. She died. She was eating a chicken bone, and that was it. And then Harry, they'd be like, oh, you know, Meghan, maybe we should go back to England. You know, and he's like fifth in line. She's like, no, 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 let's be woke in America. Let's stay here in America. But I think he's going to abdicate the throne. We're not going to see Prince Charles as a king. We're going to see, what's his name there, William. William's going to come in. That poor bastard, he's all bald. He's like 24 years old, for Christ's sake. I remember when he was a baby. I remember when Prince Charles and Diana got married. I remember when Diana got killed. That was pretty bad. Yeah, it's rough. It's rough. Losing your mother to the paparazzi. I thought she lost it to, like, a slice of pizza. I didn't even know what a paparazzi was. I thought it was paparazzi's was, like, that place in Burlington, you know? Where you got some freaking ham and cheese calzones. Like, Princess Diana was killed by the paparazzi's. I'm like, what? Like, I just ate supper there last night. I had the calamari. I had the steamers and the white wine garlic sauce. I had the clams. And the clam special. Oh, she died? Oh. Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. Song's about being cold today, and apparently just cold words from a cold-hearted man like me. Here you go. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about 2021 in a minute. I want to play something cold. You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. If you don't like the show, you are listening to Nightline with Dan Rather on WBBS in New Hampshire. As Vanilla Ice with Ice Cold. Bet you weren't expecting that one today. Song's about being cold, cold in the title. Maybe have something with freeze in there, maybe. Maybe something about chilling. Maybe we should put some chill in there, a little chill. And some cold-hearted words from a cold-hearted man today. I've been doing some little rants here about the year, about 2021. Calling Adele fat, that poor Adele. Poor Adele, she's a billionaire. She don't care about you. She don't care about me. She's doing just fine. Let me see my fat jokes for free on the air for you. Or not. You can bitch and complain. Keep the man down. I know you like to keep the man down. You can do that. You know what? It's going to come back and get you. Karma's a bitch, baby. It's coming back to haunt you. Coming back to get you. Time travel's here until 7 p.m. Oh, it's the 14th is when I recorded the show, but on the 15th of 1998, December 15th, 1998, I was hit by a drunk driver. Might explain a lot to you, you know? Might explain a little bit to you about Chris Earle. But yeah, this kid, he was playing with another kid in the car, they're making out, and I was just getting out of work on a Friday night, and it was about maybe, I don't know, 10 past 5, I was going to a Christmas party, as a matter of fact, and I had just left work, and this guy was playing with his buddy, and grabbed him in an inappropriate manner, and the guy ended up crashing right into me, didn't even break, didn't even see me. His shirt was off, his pants were off, the whole nine yards. And you know what? They got slapped on the wrist. They didn't get nothing. Nothing happened to either one of them. They were underage, and it was a first offense. And then, of course, after that, there were more offenses. That's another story, but changed my life. Changed my life. I'm not going to say for the better, not going to say for the worse, but it changed my life. We never know until it's all over. But I'll tell you something. Don't drive drunk on the holidays, because you can ruin somebody's life. You can ruin them. And you know what? You're going to be affected forever. This guy didn't even remember me when I went to court. Didn't even remember the accident at all. They were so drunk. And they were underage. I like to joke around a lot, but this is something that's near and dear to my heart. Don't drink and drive on the holidays. All right? You can really screw up your life, somebody else's. Stay home. Anyway, Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. More songs about being cold, and I'll do a little more of a rant here in a minute. Another song coming up here, Tom Petty.
We'll be right back.
let's talk about some other things that apparently everybody's forgotten in the last 11 months here, according to this list on the old feed buzz or whatever that crap is that they're all reading. So there was a Friends reunion. They had a million reschedules, but we finally got our Friends reunion. Here's another thing. Who cares? I hated Friends. I thought it was the worst show in the 90s. And then I'm a guy, I did comedy, I didn't even watch Seinfeld. I got problems. But Friends, come on, people. Crap. It was just crap. And then it became huge because people were watching it on Netflix. Smart move. Well, weird. They had a Star Wars movie, did that come out? No. Yeah, what's this, too? They've got The Mandalorian, right? So they don't do The Mandalorian this year. They do The Book of Boba Fett. I'm watching, like, a special on the character Boba Fett. It's like, come on. He was in Empire Strikes Back for, like, seconds. Boys liked action figures. It's the only reason Boba Fett still exists and became, you know, Jango Fett and the Clone Wars and all that stuff. It's because he was supposed to be like a special stormtrooper, and then they didn't have the budget for it. It's like George Lucas had $1 billion from all the toy sales, but he didn't want to spend any money on the actual GD movie, you know what I mean? Come on. Anyway, that Book of Boba Fett's coming out. I think Han Solo's supposed to be in it. Who knows? But they'll screw it up. They'll screw it up. The Mandalorian was fantastic. Season 2, okay. You know? But why not put it out before Christmas, you know? They're putting it out after Christmas. Like, come on. I want to stay home. I don't want to go see the family. I don't want to talk to my friends. I want to watch Star Wars on Christmas Day. Anyway, I don't know. SNL, finally. I got to the point on SNL where I don't know the name of the band or the host. That's how I know I'm old. I turned 50. I'm like, I don't know who's on SNL. I have no idea. Alice Trebek finally died, too. It was probably the end of last year, but then they had this big thing about who should host Jeopardy. Here's an idea. Who cares? It's Jeopardy. It's a game show. Why should that have any more value than the Wheel of Fortune or Family Feud? It's a game show. You don't need to have the most intelligent person you consider on TV. Alex Trebek was a dick. The guy was a dick. And then they made him out to be like some hero. No, he was just some guy that got lucky and hosted a TV show. Oh, well. More cold. Let's do this one.
frozen us. Let love take hold of us.
Go, go, go.
Now you're shivering, blue ice is glittering.
Go, go, go.
Cold is the color of crystal, the snowline that falls from the heavenly sky.
King letting you know she was a whore and now she's out in the cold. It's a good lesson. Pretty good lesson, especially for this time of year. You don't want to be caught out in the cold for being a whore. What goes around comes around, man. That's what happens. Calm as a bitch. Song's about being cold today here on Time Travel. My name is Chris Earle. If you don't like it, my name is Dan Rather. This is Nightline. Other things that happened this year. Adele got skinny. All of a sudden Adele comes back and she's skinny. She was fat. She was so fat, if she went outside, she would have been arrested for breaking social distancing guidelines. You don't want to make fun of her, though, because she's got enough on her plate. She's so fat, she went camping. The bears were too occupied hiding their food, so we were safe. She was so fat, we woke up on both sides of the bed in the morning. She was so fat, I had to use Google Maps to locate her ass before going to the bathroom. Adele was fat. Skinny guy walked up to Adele and said, "Hey, everybody, look. When we stand together, we look like the number 10. She was so fat, her nose didn't even run. Adele was so fat, she looked like the main character from the movie Lord of the Onion Rings. She was so fat, when she walked in with her friends, it looked like they were orbiting her, like she was a planet. They were just satellites. But Adele doesn't like to be roasted. Fat people hate roasts. They always prefer barbecues. Adele was fat, and now she's thin, and everybody loves her. She's so fat, she can't even see her own feet. She's so fat, she blocks out the sun and makes it hard to grow food for her. She's so fat, and they call her the human anchor. She's so fat that the job interview question they ask, can you fit through the door? You're going to be able to work it. Your fat rolls have more flab than a basset hound. She's so fat, when she fell over, the ambulance had to bring a crane. Adele is so fat that her blood type is ragu. She's so fat, her neck is wider than her head. Adele is so fat, they need an airplane seat extender to buckle up. Adele is so fat, when she walks into the room, it's like walking into the ocean. Adele is fat. That's all I'm saying. That's a summing up.
Yeah. neck day. I don't mind this. I'm better off by the way. I'm deeply grounded. Get yours.
Doesn't like a little bush in their day. That's a little bush with cold contagious. Speaking of cold contagious, how about the coronavirus? How about that Delta and Omicron version of the coronavirus? If we didn't get enough Greek in our day, let's have Omicron. I thought it was Omega. No, but they're going to throw in an Omicron at us. It's like Delta, Delta, Delta. Can I help you, help you, help you? It's Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, Mu, Gu, Nu, Fu. Who cares? It's like, oh, let's learn the Greek alphabet. I had to learn the Greek alphabet in college. Like, anybody cares? Who cares about the Greek alphabet? You know, unless you're trying to, it was like you're trying to get laid by some sorority member. It's like, yes, I'm with Lambda Mu. Who cares? Who cares? And then all of a sudden, hey, we're having a different variant. We're having a different variant this year. So, hey, go out and get your shots. And then, hey, get another shot, all right? And then get a third shot. And then you're not going to have to wear any masks after the first shot. But then you're going to have to wear masks again after you get your second shot, because we're not completely ready, because there's a bunch of assholes that won't get their shot. So then you're going to have to go get a third shot and maybe a pill. Maybe we're going to give you a free pill. You know what? Nothing's free. This thing's costing money. Somebody's getting paid. It certainly ain't Chris Earle, I'll tell you that, and it ain't you. I'm sure you're listening to the radio. You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Mass. You're not making any money right now. You might be doing something at the end of the day. You might be like f***ing off of work or something like that at the end of the day. But you ain't making any money right now. You're just f***ing around. You know, these people making money. They're making a ton of money. And I don't like it. I don't like it. That's my thing. That's my cold-hearted view of coronavirus. It's going to get you. It's going to get you. It's going to get you at some point. May not get you this year, you know. What's after Omicron? You know, the Zed? The Zed's coming. Zed's coming to get you for 2023, I bet. I bet you 2022 is going to be all about the Omicron, and then the Zed's going to come and get you. Zed's dead, baby. Zed's dead. Coronavirus, man. Don't like it. Don't like it. Never did. Didn't like the COVID-19. Don't like the coronavirus. I don't like either one of them. You know? And I'm sick of that Dr. Fauci, too. Can he go away? Can he just please go away? It's like, yeah, you know, we're gonna have to rethink Thanksgiving, you know? We might not have to be going out there, and you're gonna have to wear a mask indoors. And he's sitting down, and he's eating a goddamn turkey. You know he's eating a turkey with, like, Chris Matthews from CNN or whatever his name is, you know, Sununu's brother. What's his name there? Freaking Cuomo. You know, Cuomo. All of a sudden, Cuomo the homo. He gets fired for helping out his brother, like hide some oars or something in the Oval Office. I don't know what's going on. But 2021, it's in the dumper. It's over. You know, there's a few more days left, and we'll get by him, and it'll be fine. It'll be just fine for 2022. That's how I'm going to end this rant. Everything's going to be fine, everybody. Everything will be just fine. All right? Go have a sandwich. Enjoy every sandwich, as Warren Zevon used to say. Because, you know what? One day it's going to be your last sandwich. I had the chicken palm with stuffed shells last night. Oh, my God, at the Mount Vernon. Mwah! Mwah! Delicious. I had a beer, and, you know, it was the best meal I've had in months, and it was a lot of fun. And then I went to Encore and lost a whole bunch of money. You know what? Stay away from Encore, too. If you guys are going out, don't go to Encore. I went there. As a matter of fact, I was up for a position there. I was up for a job there. I never hear back from it. I'm like, where are you guys? It's like, I went for this position months ago. What, do you just not call anymore? Or did you turn on my radio show and say, this guy's crazy. We don't need this guy. Yeah, who knows? Anyway, I got plenty of money. I'll just sit around and I'll make some radio shows in my basement for you. Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. or until I just decide that's it and it's over.
You boys and girls won't object to Grove's emulsified nose drops. There's nothing unpleasant about them. They don't run out of your nose and make you messy. They don't run down the back of your throat and make you sickish. What's more, they don't burn or sting the inside of your nose. They quickly check a head cold and yet do it in a nice way. These nose drops are something brand new and a big improvement on old-fashioned oil drops. Mother is interested in getting results when you have a cold in the head, and she'll get results much faster with Grove's emulsified nose drops. In every section of the country, Grove's emulsified nose drops are selling at an amazing rate. That's because they are better in every way. Tell Mother to procure a bottle at the corner drugstore.
We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. Do you really mean that?
So in other words, I'd start half a second late.
Don't you think you really want to say July over the snow? Isn't that the fun of it?
If you can make it almost when that shot disappears, it'll make my...
I think it's so nice that you see a snow-covered field and say every July peas grow there. We know a remote farm in Lincolnshire where Mrs. Buckley lives. Every July, peas grow there. We aren't even in the fields, you see.
Yeah, we aren't.
We're talking about them growing and she's picked them.
Yeah.
What?
In July.
I don't understand you, then. What must be over for July?
When we get out of that snowy field.
When I was out, we were onto a can of peas, a big dish of peas, when I said in July.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, always. Yeah. I'm always past that.
You are?
Yes. Okay. Well, that's about where I say in July.
Can you emphasize a bit in July?
Why? That doesn't make any sense. Sorry. There's no known way of saying an English sentence in which you begin a sentence with in and emphasize it. Get me a jury and show me how you can say in July and I'll go down on you. That's just idiotic, if you'll forgive me by saying so. That's just stupid. In July. I'd love to know how you emphasize in and in July. Impossible. Meaningless.
I think all they were thinking about was that they didn't want to...
He isn't thinking.
Wilson, can we just do one last...
Yeah?
And it was my fault. I said in July. If you can leave every July...
You didn't say it. He said it. Your friend. Every July?
So after the show...
No, you don't really mean every July.
It is. That's
but that's bad copy. It's in July. Of course it's every July. There's too much directing around here. Norway. Fish fingers, Findus, Norway. We know a certain fjord in Norway, near where the cod gather in great shoals. There, Jan Stangeland. Shit.
Fraction more on that shoals thing, because you roll it around very nicely.
Yeah, roll it around, and I have no more time. You don't know what I'm up against. Because it's full of things that are only correct because they're grammatical, but they're tough on the ear. You see, this is a very wearying one. It's unpleasant to read. Unrewarding. Because Findus freeze the cod at sea, and then add a crumb crisp coating. That's tough, crumb crisp coating. I think, no, because of the way it's written, you need to break it up, because it's not as conversationally written. What?
Take crumb out.
Good. Here under protest is beef burgers. We know a little place in the American Far West where Charlie Briggs chops up the finest prairie-fed beef and tastes... This is a lot of shit, you know that. You want one more?
I do, actually.
Yeah. More on what beef?
You missed the first beef, actually, completely.
What do you mean, missed it?
You're emphasizing prairie fed.
But you can't emphasize beef. That's like his wanting me to emphasize in before July. Come on, fellas, you're losing your heads. I wouldn't direct any living actor like this in Shakespeare. Will you do this? It's impossible.
Orson, you did six last year, and by far and away the best, and I know the reason.
The right reading for this is the one I'm giving it.
At the moment.
I spent 20 times more for you people than any other commercial I've ever made. You are such pests. Now, what is it you want?
No, I think
in your depths of your ignorance, what is it you want? Whatever it is you want, I can't deliver because I just don't see it.
That was absolutely fine. It really was. You
isn't worth it. No money is worth it.
Groves emulsified nose drops will surprise you with the way they look and act. These nose drops are white and creamy. They don't look, taste, or smell like medicine, yet they are highly effective. That's because they are medically superior, because they stay up in the nose. Any child can understand that nose drops that stay up in the nose will do more good than nose drops that run right out. Impress this fact upon mother, and she will undoubtedly let you try these new type nose drops when you have a head cold or stuffed head. All drugstores sell Groves emulsified nose drops, and they're really more economical than the old-fashioned kind because you get more for your money and because you can use less. Ask mother to get a bottle today.
All you need is time. All you need is time, time, time to make me bend. Give it a try, don't be rude. Put it to the test and I'll give it right back to you. It's cold on the shoulder and you know that we get a little older every day. Kick it around, take it to town. Try to defy what you feel inside. You better be strong, your love belongs to us. It's cold on the shoulder and you know that we get a little older every day. All I need is trust. All I need is trust, trust, trust to make it sure. I don't want to know everything you've done. If you get a tip, then tell it to the Eskimos. It's cold on the shoulder and you know that we get a little older every day. It's cold on the shoulder and you know that we get a little older every day. Mistake, don't you make it twice. It's cold on the shoulder and you know that we get a little older every day. It's cold on the shoulder and you know that we get a little, get a little, little every day. It's cold on the shoulder. We get a little older every day. It's cold on the shoulder. You know that we get a little older every day.
From Gord's Gold, there's Gordon Lightfoot, his 11th album with Cold on the Shoulder. Cold on the Shoulder. And songs about being cold, songs about freezing. Cold commentary today. That's what I should call the show. Cold commentary. Because I'm just a cold-hearted cynic today on this. And I'm sure it's upset quite a few of you, these fat jokes. And you know what? I don't care. I don't care. You know what? Your feelings are not as important as free speech. Free speech is very important. Words are words. You assault me for calling you a name? That's assault. But words are words. That's the thing that most of you have to learn here. Because we're not going to grow up until we all grow up. That's my 2021 message to you. I think I'll be back next week. I think this is a best of time travel. I think it fits in nicely with the rest of the seven best of time travel so far. This number eight best of time travel, it's been poignant. It's been funny. It's a little risque, as all Chris-ral rants are. And I played some good tunes. And I've still got like 14 minutes, so I'm going to rant maybe one more time. I'll rant a little bit more about the coronavirus, maybe. Had the booster shots. That was big, right, for 2021. We all had the booster shot. Well, not all of us. You know who you are who didn't have them, but most of us did. Well, some of us did. Apparently not enough of us did. But I got one, two, and three, man. I got them all done. Got one done. I got it done early, too. I got them done like back in February. I got February and March. The one and two, I had to go down to the Cape to get them. And then I got my booster shot. One wasn't bad. Two had a couple of problems. Number three, man, oh my God, within 12 hours, you know, I farted a little. I was leaking out my nose and my eyes and my ears. Had 103 temperature. It was just like all happening at once. And then I was fine. It's almost like, you know, it's like people like to get drunk and like do drugs every day. It's like, just go get the damn shot and be done with it. You know, stop being a jerk to everybody else. Just go do it. You know, I don't like being told what to do. I don't care. Nobody cares that you don't like something. Go do it. It's being responsible. I don't like that. I don't care.
After very careful consideration, sir, I've come to the conclusion that your system sucks.
I care, but I care in my own way. I think that's what we've all learned here today. Care in your own way, but care. Care somehow. Give a damn about something. Otherwise, what are we all here for? Is it to make the most money? Is it to annoy the most people? Is it to sleep with as many people as you can in order to create little shitty versions of yourself? Is that what we're here for? Make a difference. Do something. Do a dumb radio show like this one and make people laugh or be infuriated at the fact that I use the word chin in Chinese book. Be infuriated over that. Aren't there other things to do in life? Learn how to play the piano. Go grow, go plant something. Go plant a tree. Before the end of the year, say something nice to somebody. Don't crap all over them. You know? Adele's a great singer. I bought all of her albums. She's got all my money. I can say a few fat jokes that I read on the web. It's all good. Be good to one another. Have a Merry Christmas. I think I'll be back with Best of Time Travel next week with an actual old show. So, this is Chris Earle from 2021. I know I said I was doing the last show at the end of October, but I had a few things to say before the end of the year here, and I had some time, so I threw together this new old show for you. So, I hope you enjoyed it. And they're just words, everybody. Just here to have a little bit of fun while we spin around the sun. See you next week, time travelers. WMFO Medford.
City bird scooter searching for from my cold, dead hands.
Hi, this is James Brown, soul brother number one, always fighting. Now I'm fighting for your life. I'm fighting for your life because if you use drugs, you better leave it alone. Drugs are contagious. They're killers. Every drug is a killer. Stay away from drugs. Drugs will take your life away. And if you want to live, stay away from drugs. Because they are super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad, super bad.
Hi, this is Sheila from Nashua, and while I wait for the nail salons to open, I listen to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO. Doesn't he have such a sexy voice?
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.
Transmission will start.